Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepsio. The throw from Thacker and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 1 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball towards left. Curry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Curry. Banks moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrera scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Amaro bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 2 in the game. Curry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bausch hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Phillies. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Neiman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Phillies. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-2 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 6-1, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Curry strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Zimmer scores. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-3 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Herrera strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walters. The throw from Averill and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-4 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.